Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say but, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say but, you've said the word that means you like to do it all. When you say but, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one.
All right, you know, throwback beers like PBR, Ham, Stroh's, Old Style Schlitz are bigger than ever in Chicago and across America. What's your favorite retro beer? What cheap beer did you drink in college? What did your father or grandfather used to drink? All good questions on this Father's Day. Now, I got to tell you, I read the phone number wrong because they already transferred the new numbers to the building.
Yeah.
So you can text me at 312-981-7200. You can text me there. Mm-hmm. But if you want to call, it's 312-591-7200. That's 312-591-7200 because that's our contest line. That's what's still set up over here. So apologies for that. Who do we have on the line here? Oh, Bill. Bill, you're on 720 WGN. You got some comments about the craft brew industry here in Chicago.
Yeah, Dave. Great show. We listened to it for a long time.
Thanks, buddy.
Listen, the one that you haven't mentioned, and it's been around I don't know how long, it's one of the oldest restaurants, Berghoff.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Berghoff was brewed in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was. I don't know where it is now, but their symbol on the bottle was a Amish horse and buggy.
That's right. And you know what I forget about is even though they were based here, they've always done it across, just slightly across the border. But I find that being some of the coolest collectible stuff online is the Berghoff original bottles, some of the cans, the crates that they used to sell the beer in. You can get a lot of that stuff on eBay, but it goes for big dollars because you're right.
Oh, I know. Right. Well, in fact, because my father was a foreman for one of the Berghoff brothers that worked in Decatur, Indiana, Central Soya, when they built the big silos back in the in the 20s and 30s.
Very cool. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Alrighty. Take care. All right. And again, if you want to talk a little bit more about retro beers, we'll do. We'll talk about some stuff. 214, when I was a kid in the early 1960s, my dad drank only Ballantine beer, a local brew in New Jersey, and a sponsor of the New York Yankees. Sometimes on Sundays, we would go to a tavern so I could hold the waxed cups of beer to go in a bag on my tap. You could not buy bottle can alcohol on Sunday back then. No longer. I live the more I love him. Patrick. Okay, cool. So anyway, the calling line is 312-591-7200. You can call on that line and texting 312-981-7200. Do we still have spots?
Oh, no, we don't.
Oh, good man. All right, so you can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720. On 720 WGN Chicago, if you're a smart speaker user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Roger Badish has the top stories.
You see?
Uh-huh.
What did I tell you? Chicago is being invaded by people from New York and L.A. who want our old style and old style life.
Why?
Because they don't have a double brewed beer with a big taste. That's why. Look at the outfits on these guys.
They think we dress like that?
Yeah, but they're not going to get away with it.
Well, who's going to stop?
Me. Remember, the old style you drink is one they'll never get. Hey, you big dummies, look what I got. Huh? Walk, carry it. Old style, it's our great beer, and they can't have it.
There you have it. That was the legendary Dennis Farina doing that commercial. Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking about beer and just getting into the conversation about vintage beers. Let's see here. 630 says, oh, great show. When I was growing up in the 60s, my dad drank Edelweiss in a steel can. That can design led me to collecting beer cans. Boy, that is a thing gone by, man. My grandfather had a beer collection. I don't know where it ended up or where it went. Did you have a grandparent that collects that stuff?
Well, I have a buddy who he has a dartboard, and around this dartboard he has this like fascia sort of thing around this dartboard, and he has the beer bottle caps.
Oh, that's
different
cool.
beer bottle caps sort around there. So he has like a similar sort
of
thing.
Some art.
Yeah, so some art and sort associated with that, yeah.
312 says, Rolling Rock was what I drank in college in Ohio. It was a regional beer from Pennsylvania, and you could get a small bottle for 50 cents, 25 cents on Fridays. In our student union, I don't see Rolling Rock around much anymore. No, it's true.
It's in Wisconsin.
It's Jane from Evanston. Is it?
Yeah. The only reason I know that is because my buddies and I, when we went camping last year, we stopped at a gas station. We go to a little town in Wisconsin called Lone Rock. Hmm. It's about an hour west of Madison. And we go canoeing down the river, and they had Rolling Rock at one of the local gas stations there that we picked up because it was the cheapest thing there.
We had Red, White, and Blue beer, which we could buy at a store in Melrose Park. You could get a six-pack for $2.99.
Wow.
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 And then Schaefer's. Schaefer's was another cheap, crappy beer. Yeah, yeah. And I don't even know where you find it. I've never seen that on a shelf in 30 years.
I think it's, again, one of those Wisconsin things. And I'm not saying that like as a gem in Wisconsin. Living close to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Been over the border.
Oh, you know I spend a lot of time up there, brother.
Yeah, of course, and yeah.
The little Coors Banquets. You know, I remember being around the house quite a bit. And those little Miller Lights, too. Or no, Michelob. Little Michelob had little bottles, too. Miller Lite, like 4 years ago, used their old packaging. Like they got rid of the old Miller Lite design and went back to the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
And sales went through the roof.
Yeah.
Just because of the graphic on the beer bottle. Isn't that crazy?
Nostalgia sells when you think about it.
Totally does. Yeah, it totally does. 331 says, in the 50s, my dad drank Fox Deluxe beer. Ooh, that's a good one. Whatever that is. That's interesting. Let me see some older ones here. Coors Banquet, we mentioned. Pabst Blue Ribbon. All right, so there's this company called Metropolis. It's a Metropolis Brewing Company, and they own Pabst Blue Ribbon, Schlitz, Old Style, Hams. They bought all these brands and revived them all. That is the coolest thing. Hams you can get in a can, you can't get in a bottle. That's the one thing I noticed. It's the one thing they don't put in there. Maybe their customer doesn't buy it, but Pabst Blue Ribbon, people asked for the Blue Ribbon beer when we began tying silk ribbons around the bottles in 1882 to commemorate its award-winning taste. So they had actually real ribbons on the... So it was just called Pabst.
That's pretty cool.
But they had blue ribbons around it. The name, it was officially changed in 1895 as a beer known today for its iconic can. It's fitting that PBR was first to introduce canned beer in 1935. So it was all bottled until that. Schlitz brewed in the USA since 1849. Schlitz defines timeless taste, crisp and light with a faint sweetness. That was a premium beer. Schlitz was.
I have never had Schlitz.
It was a premium beer, and then I think they changed the recipe sometime in the 70s, just from a cost perspective. And I don't know, it fell out of popularity. But Schlitz was, you know, if you had Schlitz in the house, that was a big deal. Old Style, the J. Heilemann Brewing Company in La Crosse, Wisconsin, of course, sold in Wisconsin, Chicago, Minnesota, Eastern Iowa, Nebraska, Michigan, Upper Michigan, North Dakota.
And Schlitz was a big advertiser on Cubs games.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was. So it was Hams, though. I think
Hams was first. Hams was sold in the ballpark when I was very little.
Yeah.
That was sold in the ballpark. And then they switched to Schlitz.
Because I have some vintage ads of the Hams Bear holding a baseball bat.
And actually, now that you mention it. And, of course, as a kid, we knew that by heart.
Of course.
We would go around singing
totally it. Know that one.
Because it was animated, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
And it would be on during the ball games. And, of course, our dad's always sitting there, you know, on the weekend watching the baseball game. And, like, we have nothing else to do. So, watch it with them.
Miller Brewing owns Hams. Miller does.
Wow.
They make Hams. Old Milwaukee, owned by Pabst. Mm-hmm. Stag, owned by Pabst. Pearl. Owned by Pabst. See, they bought all this stuff, and I think that's brilliant that they did that. Pearl, that was a Houston one. I still see a Pearl sign when I drive through Houston on business. Schmitz.
Yes.
Beer, which was in the Northwest in Milwaukee. That's owned by Pabst. Schaefer, of course, we talked about. 1839, that's one of the oldest beers. Stroh's.
Yep.
A name is important to the success of Detroit as Ford or Chrysler. Stroh's was a big name. Obviously, in Michigan, that's also owned by Pabst.
Now, you haven't talked about Coors yet, have you?
No.
All right, so back in the day, seriously, Coors was not sold outside of Colorado.
Right.
And people, college students, would drive to Colorado, load up the car with Coors, and bring it back. That's how we got Coors. And now, of course, you can get it, you know, everywhere. But that was the, I remember that when I was in college back in the early 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very strange. But again, a lot of these brews that you're bringing up were regional or even sometimes local brews in certain parts of the country, and you couldn't get them anywhere else.
No, I think that's what Smokey the Bandit was. They were carrying Coors across Coors lines or state lines.
Oh, is that what he got? The Coors? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I knew he had the beer. I never paid attention to what the brand was.
773, happened to see two Hams billboards popping up all over Chicago. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, when you came over to visit me at the bowling alley, they have Hams in cans. I was surprised.
Yeah.
And it's the least expensive they have there.
But billboards, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
815, my dad used to drink Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beers, and you put a little salt in it. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Busch beer. Okay, so that was introduced in 55, and then it was changed to just Busch. It was Busch Bavarian beer. Here is a vintage commercial, okay? Busch beer by Fred Flintstone and Barney.
Oh, great.
Take a listen.
When you do for a beer, Busch does it. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How can they miss with that target advertising? Yabba-dabba-doo!
Right on target, Fred.
When you do for a beer, Busch does it. Oh, there's a lot of Busch gonna be sold.
Beginning right now. Fill her up, Fred.
I'm pretty sure they're talking about beer.
There it is. 5 o'clock. Quitting time all over town.
Yeah, the after work rush will start now. And Claude isn't back yet.
Here they come. I better get back there and help you, Fred. One Busch coming right up. You're next, sir.
Keep pouring, Barney.
It's a cartoon.
Well, it was pure.
Flintstones were like the Simpsons back then, so having beer, it was not a big deal.
And they also did cigarette commercials.
Yes, they did.
Yeah
they did. Grain Belt Premium.
Where's that from?
That's Minneapolis.
Oh,
I've had
okay.
it. I've, and you can't buy it anywhere else, but really up
I'll
there
be a son of a gun. Yeah.
As well. Löwenbräu.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't seen Löwenbräu.
Isn't that
in a
the
long
one
time.
Tonight is kind of special?
I don't know, Curtis. Do we have a little Löwenbräu commercial? Can you throw in there for us? Crispy.
You're two good friends. Tonight
is kind of special.
It wasn't easy getting tickets for this game.
Hey, Bob.
Eddie, I know exactly what I want. I want the biggest steak you got and a bottle of Löwenbräu. Steak and Löwenbräu.
Löwenbräu.
Yep.
When you want the taste of a truly great American beer, tonight, let it be Löwenbräu.
Here's to the chef. Here's to the bartender.
There you have it. Pat, you're on 720 WGN. What beer did you grow up with?
Well, it was Point Beer from Stevens Point.
Oh, yeah. They do and, sodas, you know, too, don't they?
Pardon?
I think they do sodas, too, don't they?
I don't know. No, I don't recall that.
Okay.
But, you know, when we were when I was in high school, we would go, the whole family would go up north fishing. And on our way back, we would stop at the brewery in Stevens Point. And I remember my father would... he would buy a couple cases to take home, and he would ask the guys if he could have one of the bottles right off the line.
Oh, that's cool.
And he just loved that beer. And then eventually, when I met my husband and we married, my father made my husband a fan of Point Beer.
Now, that's really funny because, you know, everything is so accessible, right, these days. You can buy it anywhere. But these were times where you'd have to bring something across state lines, and you'd look forward to it, and you'd buy what you could, and you couldn't get it until you went back up there again, right?
Oh, yes, and then you would have your friends asking, you know, could you bring us back you know, some point beer.
I love that.
My father would say, well, it depends on if there's room with the fishing gear, how much I can bring back.
I love that. I love that. Oh, my grandpa used to bring Coors back, too. That was a big deal, is we had to make room. Hey, we got to make room for the Coors on the way back home, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't take those extra sleeping bags, because we got to have room for the beer.
That's right. You're totally right. You're totally right. Thanks for the call, Pat. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. 262 says, oldest brewery in U.S. is Yingling, which is, I'm not a big fan of that beer. I've had it before.
Yingling?
Yeah.
Where is that from?
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Yingling. Well, that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Coors was only sold in Colorado originally, because this is 224, because it had always been shipped cold in refrigerator trucks, too expensive to ship to untested markets at the time.
Oh.
But then there's also Lone Star Colt 45 Meisterbrau. Remember Meisterbrau?
Oh, yeah, Colt for the Meisterbrau and WGN Radio go way back.
Oh yeah, that's right.
With the Meisterbrau showcase.
That's right.
That's right. And then Colt 45 was Billy D. Williams. Didn't he do the Colt 45 commercials?
Yeah. 70s, 80s, somewhere.
Yeah.
Keystone. Who do you think makes Keystone?
Keystone. I'm going to say Bush.
It's Coors.
Oh, Coors. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Natty Light, which, by the way, Natty Light and Keystone, along with Miller Light, they're one of the top. They're the top five selling beers.
No, what, Natty Light?
Natural Light.
Oh, okay. All right.
Natural Light, top selling beers in America. Cheap beer.
Mm.
That's what we like.
That's probably why it's top selling.
That's right. That's right. And there is your... Oh, what else do we have for beer?
For commercials?
Yeah.
We have Hams, a Schlitz, a PBR. Take your pick.
How about... Who was the spokesperson for Budweiser in the 70s and 60s?
Oh, well, it wasn't the...
I forgot.
From Johnny Carson.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, yeah.
Here's not an Ed McMahon commercial, but this is when Ed appeared drunk on The Tonight Show. Let's do that.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with
About
us.
9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said nine.
Yes. Nine, good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now... 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Oh, man. Do you remember? I remember.
Yes, I do remember that.
That's fantastic. And he called him out of it.
Yes, he did.
Upset.
Yes, he
and
did.
And started getting upset. And then they gave him crap for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
For one time.
Mm-hmm.
At like a sales event or something. He had a couple extras.
Just a few too many.
Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about famous TV dads. What are your favorites? We'll open up the text lines again. And again, two different lines. Text line is 312-981-7200, which is our normal number. But because we're already operating out of two different buildings, we transferred those over. You can use the contest line to call 312-591-7200. So text 312-981-7200. Call 591-7200. We'll do that next on 720 WGN.